Here's your Roto Report for Game 3 of the NBA playoffs between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics. The Cavaliers come away a winner 103-95 to take a 3-0 series lead. And LeBron James set the tone early. I expected him to do so on the road for the first time with his young bunch. He came out, had 6 first quarter points. And Kevin Love was outstanding as well early on with 9 first quarter points. And the Cavaliers did something they hadn't done in the previous 2 games, and that is take a lead after 1 quarter of play. On the road, the Cavaliers led 31-25 after the first quarter, and that lead could have even been bigger. They missed 6 free throws in that first quarter, and then in the second quarter, the Cavaliers had a chance to really increase their lead, but they missed some free throws. They missed some point-blank layups. LeBron James missed a couple in the second quarter. The Celtics started to get physical with the Cavaliers. Cavs were up 38-31. Celtics come back to tie it at 38-all and actually took the lead at 40-38. So a 9-0 run by the Celtics. And the Cavaliers, I think, were a little bit bothered by the physical play and not getting the calls on the road. As I tweeted during the game, welcome to an NBA road playoff game. Kyrie Irving, Tristan Thompson, Kevin Love. But once the Cavaliers got a taste of it, they kind of, I guess, understood it as the game went on and adjusted to it. And then you have to love the fact that after a 17-6 run by Boston to take a 48-44 lead, the Cavaliers responded and went on a 12-0 run to close the half and took an 8-point lead into halftime, 56-48. A flagrant foul on Evan Turner as LeBron James drove to the basket. LeBron hit 2 free throws, and then LeBron hit a jumper, and the Cavaliers used that flagrant foul, a 4-point possession, to end that 12-0 run and have a 56-48 lead at halftime. LeBron James, 17 points and 0 turnovers at halftime. Kevin Love had 12 at the half as well. And the Cavaliers held Boston to 38% shooting in the first half and only 2 of 11. I'm going to double check on that. Yeah, 2 of 11 from 3-point range. In the third quarter, give Boston credit. Brad Stevens and company talked about it, drew something up in the locker room, gave a pep talk. I'm not sure what it was, but Boston came out, scored the first 6 or 8 points, but the Cavaliers on a J.R. Smith 3-pointer, an LBJ steal, and a windmill dunk took a 67-60 lead with about 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. Cavaliers continue to increase that lead. Kyrie, a 3-pointer in Crowder's eye, 77-66. A big jump shot there by Kyrie Irving. He hadn't had a field goal the entire game till about 6:20 left in the third quarter, and then he made 2 threes in a row, and it helped the Cavaliers go on a 10-0 run for an 11-point lead. But Boston kept hanging around, and then it took a J.R. Smith fadeaway J at the shot clock buzzer. He nailed it for a 2-pointer, and then he buried a 3-pointer on the next possession. And after 3 quarters of play, again, the Cavaliers, they led by 8 at halftime. They led by 8 at the end of 3 quarters of play, and LeBron James threw 3 quarters, 24 points, 17 for Kevin Love at that point, and 15 for J.R. Smith. J.R. went with LeBron before the morning shoot-around to get an extra hour of work in, and it paid dividends as he hit some big shots for the Cavaliers there in that third quarter. In the fourth quarter, LeBron James started it strong for the Cavaliers, hit a jumper to start the quarter. LBJ then banked in a 2-point jumper, and he kind of took control early in the fourth quarter with hitting shots, rebounding the ball, driving the ball to the basket, getting fouled, getting to the free throw line, and playing defense, getting steals, blocks. Late in the game, he took an offensive foul on Jay Crowder as he got run over with 1:45 left. This was a close game down the stretch, but the Cavaliers able to find a way to win on the road. They made some free throws. LeBron James missed a jump shot, but Tristan Thompson with a huge offensive rebound, and then LBJ, the dagger, the killer shot. LBJ with a pass to Kevin Love. Right baseline jumper for 3 points. Good. 101-93 Cavaliers with 26 seconds left. And that pretty much did in the Boston Celtics. So when you recap this game, the Cavaliers knew it was going to be a tough one on the road at Boston. Hostile crowd, physical game. Referees probably weren't going to be in the Cavaliers' favor when you're on the road. Normally that's the case. And it was great for Kyrie Irving, Tristan Thompson, Kevin Love, David Blatt to all get a taste of this, to get an idea of what real playoff basketball is like, especially on the road. And the Cavaliers passed with flying colors, 103-95, the final. And when you look at the big three in this game, LeBron James, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, even though Kyrie struggled going 3 for 11 tonight, he only finished with 13 points. But when you add them all together, the big three, 67 points, 21 rebounds, 13 assists in game three. And let's also give credit to the other guys who scored in double figures for the Cavaliers tonight. J.R. Smith finished with 15. Tristan Thompson, he added 12 points and 7 rebounds. So you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Cavaliers in double digits. Once again, the Cavaliers doing a nice job on the offensive boards, getting second chance opportunities, 11 offensive rebounds, 5 courtesy of Tristan Thompson. The Cavaliers cut down their turnovers, only 11 in the game. LeBron James, who was averaging 5.5 turnovers per contest, only 2 turnovers in this contest. How about the final line for LeBron James tonight? 31 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, 2 block shots, a huge one on Evan Turner, and only 2 turnovers. And Kevin Love, his best game by far, 23 points, 9 rebounds, 6 of 10 from 3-point range. So the Cavaliers get it done. And when you look at this series, now up 3 games to none, the Cavaliers' big three through those 3 contests, averaging 68.3 points per game, 20.7 rebounds per game, and 13.7 assists per contest. And on the year now, when the big three scores 65 points or more, the Cleveland Cavaliers are 23-4. So that 65-point total, really the magic number, it seems like. When they eclipse that, the chances of the Cavaliers winning go up dramatically. And they've won all 3 games as the big three have scored over 65 points in those 3 contests as well. LeBron for the series averaging 27 points, Kyrie averaging 23, and Kevin Love averaging 18.3 points. And you get the nice contributions off the bench from Tristan Thompson, from Iman Shumpert, who had a solid 20 minutes tonight with 4 points and some solid defense. And you just see this team coming together, getting better. David Blatt doing a nice job with his substitutions. And the Cavaliers are now 1 win away from sweeping this series against Boston. They'll play Sunday at the Garden again. I'll be surprised if Boston wins that game. I predicted a sweep before it started. I expect the Cavaliers to sweep it on Sunday and then get ready to take on the Bulls, who also won tonight but needed double overtime to beat Milwaukee, but they're up 3-0 as well. So you can expect what a lot of us expected, and that would be a second round matchup between the Cavaliers and the Chicago Bulls. And good for the Cavaliers that they finished ahead of the Bulls in the regular season, so the Cavaliers will have home court advantage in that second round series. Once again, the final in game number 3, the Cleveland Cavaliers 103, the Boston Celtics 95. There's your Roto Report for Game 3 of the Cavaliers-Celtics playoff series.